This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So it's me and Jessica Jones and Praz.
Yeah.
Fuji. And we're doing the tower heist.
Of course.
And we're doing the thing where, like, we get to the elevator. And Praz is, like, the demolition guy, and he'll go up to the door and be like, he'll, like, check it out and be like, it's bomb-proof. And then Jessica is like, oh, we'll see about that.
Let's see if it's high-heel-proof.
And she lifts her high-heel blaster, and it blasts a big hole in the door. And we just sort of keep doing that on every floor.
I love how that challenges the idea of femininity, where something so associated with women and glamour now becomes this
is now a
brute
weapon of death
force.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I first heard they were doing that, I thought it was a bad idea.
Sure.
I thought that people wouldn't like that. That it would be like sexist to give a woman a high heel blaster.
It's the opposite.
As like her main power, but I guess people do like it.
Oh, and we all do.
So we get up to the highest part.
The top?
Of the tower top. We open we blast open the final door.
With high heel blaster?
Yes.
And that, does that feel at all like a double beat to you?
Oh, well, we did on every floor.
Oh.
I said we just continuously are doing
Well, it's
this.
A, yes.
So
it's the, rule
the answer is no, is because we did it on every single floor. Yeah. And we finally get there, and who's there but the
bad.
Original Tower Heist crew.
Oh, no. The nice guys from it.
The nice guys. Casey Affleck, Eddie Murphy, Brett Ratner is there.
Gabby.
Yeah, Gabby.
Sidibe.
Yeah.
who was riffing in that and was so funny.
They're all there, and it's kind of like a real showdown.
Yeah, who's going to heist this tower now?
Yeah, this tower, there's only enough tower in this tower.
For the Tau of us? Or wait. And what's...
There's only enough heist in this tower.
For the Tau of Steve.
Yes. And so then we start to get ready to fight. They've all got high heel blasters too.
Oh no, even Ben.
Because they heisted the technology. And so everyone is like,
you can't be surprised.
Everyone is standing on one foot with their like heels pointed at each other to like get ready to blast.
To blast.
Yeah. And
course.
So everyone is kind of like wobbling around. You know, it's hard to like maintain in like a standoff position.
Yeah. I know.
Except for Jessica, who's like not even feeling it.
Because, yes, she's so used to that.
And then. Finally, we're like, what are we doing? So we blast the safe. We all needed to get together and blast the safe. It just felt like the story was getting too long.
Of course.
To all of us.
Right.
Who were there. And so we're just like, can
and
we just
everybody just sort of stop paying attention.
Can we just quickly...
People who had been participating no longer even were looking for a way in. They were just waiting for it to end.
So can we just quickly stop doing the heist?
Yeah.
Is what we all sort of mutually thought. Blast the safe open seemed like the fastest way to just go home.
Yeah. What was in the safe?
The money.
Ah.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up? We're here with Artie Marine. What are we doing today in terms of a show and a podcast that everyone can hear? And Arden, say hi to everyone.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
And it's Arden from the podcast and TV and the movies.
TV and the movies and the podcast.
But.
Remember.
Yeah.
But then this is a great segue.
Yes.
To what we love to do on the show.
Yes.
Arden, you also Do you watch the movies?
I love the movies.
Aha.
And you
watch the movies as well.
I did watch them. No, I did. I'm so sorry. Okay. I didn't fully understand. Yeah. I did. I watched the movies. Okay,
and we've caught her red-handed.
Oh, my God.
She admitted it. But it's actually, for this show, a good thing to watch the movies.
Okay.
We've been wanting to do this for so long.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our official movie rank.
Great.
So.
Hashtag movie rank.
Mm-hmm.
We have also been looking for a hashtag. We have not really ever done a hashtag.
Oh, you need a hashtag.
We haven't gotten one going. We've said hashtags for sure, and I think maybe something gets lost in the translation or people are spelling it differently because we can't seem to find it.
Then we go
online.
Look and it's not anywhere.
Yes.
You didn't rule hashtag rule of 37s?
That, I guess I'd be okay with people using, but we're really trying to get hashtag movie rank going.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And so
I'm sorry.
I feel like we're going to split the vote a little bit.
Right. So you can save that for something else.
Yes. Well, and you can use it if you want.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm like super generous with that stuff.
You emailed me in advance that you guys were givers, and I appreciated the heads up.
That's what we say to some of our guests.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't want to hoard the ideas.
No.
I mean, for me, this stuff is, you know— a freaking crosstown bus, another one coming in a minute.
And if we did hoard on all this stuff,
sure,
it would fill up the whole house.
Right.
And we'd have no room
and
to.
And we'd be hoarders, and you'd find like a flat skunk underneath all our newspapers or something.
Our ideas.
Again.
Underneath all of
a lot
our
of ideas.
It would squash
there'd
the
be
animals.
Like,
in this case,
our, like newspaper.
A lot of our ideas are for newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, the press.
Oh my
people
God.
People think print is dead, but it's not
the
dead.
Media.
The media.
Yeah, we have
media.
A lot of good ideas for new newspapers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One for Canada.
Just for all of Canada?
Yeah.
How about one for space?
Oh, yes. That's okay. Fun. Like the Space Weekly?
Well, no, not
okay.
That often.
Okay, sorry.
There's not space. Really enough stuff happening there
in space
to do it every week.
Okay, that's true. My favorite space story was the lady astronaut who drove from Texas to Florida in diapers with a gun to murder her rival at the Orlando airport.
Are you referring? You're referring to the movie Rough Night.
I'm referring to the movie Rough Night. I love it.
Okay, that was a movie.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that was a news story.
No,
I get confused.
No.
I just see things and I just take it as fact.
No, that was Paul Downs in Rough Night.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got confused. Yeah. I got confused. It was a wonderful movie.
It seemed very real.
I see images on screens and I'm like, wow, that's a crazy news story.
And whenever a movie ties in with
sure.
the news, what is happening with space,
right.
which
yeah.
is everybody wants to go.
Right.
So for somebody to have a diaper and a gun to try to get to space, we all relate to that and we say, well, I would do that. Maybe they really did.
Yeah.
And now people are thinking, oh, are we going to start with Rough Night for the movie rank?
Is that
rank?
The first movie rank? Hashtag movie rank?
I think what we have to do is introduce the movies in chronological order.
Yes.
So we start with the first movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dirty Dancing.
Well,
if you actually really study the
film?
Movies.
Yes.
Yes.
It's before that.
I understand maybe that's the first movie you saw, but
right.
much before that, way before that.
Right.
Was The Croods.
Yes.
If you think about it.
An ancient movie.
Yeah.
It's so old.
Yeah, it's old.
This artifact that we've
right.
discovered. The Croods followed very quickly by Year One.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So
let's rank those.
Okay.
So let's just, and obviously these could move later if we find a movie that we think
is earlier,
but also
is higher.
Oh, if
we discover
higher.
A new movie.
Oh, okay.
If that happens on the podcast,
movie.
Hashtag movie rank is going to be on every newspaper on the planet and in space.
And in space.
So for me, The Croods is a very good movie, but it's not one of the best movies. I would say that it's probably for me going to be ranked somewhere around number 6 or number 7.
Okay.
And how many are we? How many? It's like, what's the?
All of we're doing, them.
Oh, okay.
We're doing all of them today.
I think the only way we can do this is do them in compare to each other.
Okay.
And so,
Croods versus Year One.
Croods versus Year One right now.
Okay.
Croods is full of good funniness.
Yeah.
And Year One is full of funny crudeness.
That's so true.
Interesting.
But The Croods has even the most crudeness of all, in a way.
Who's in The Croods? I don't know that I'm familiar with The Croods.
There is the dad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's the little baby.
Yes, who's, I believe, is very strong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this an animated movie?
Yes. So you do watch the movie.
I do watch the movies. I do watch.
We caught her. And so here's a little bit.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
so if you remember the Croods,
yes.
You're going to want to talk about the freaking big tiger.
Yeah, the big tiger.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is very scary.
I think there must be a mammoth as well.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention a grandma.
Yeah.
Yes.
So even in old times when everyone was very new, some new people were old.
Did the Croods have a sloth in it?
Well, you're thinking of Ice Age, which I believe
we have discovered
was
an earlier movie, an ancient movie,
pre-Crude film.
Oh wow! Okay, that's good.
This is Ice Age is from the BC film area before Croods,
right? Yes. Pre-Croods, yes, yes.
And so Ice Age, now we have to rank that with year one and the Croods, and we didn't do year one and the Croods.
And I am so sorry to do this. Is Land Before Time prior to Ice Age?
It was before anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are a wealth of...
Okay. All right. So Land Before Time, I think because it is before time, we can't put it on the list.
No.
This list will only include time.
Mm-hmm.
We said we were ranking them by time.
Yeah, if it was before time, they've already taken themselves out of the race.
Yeah.
They did that. They shot themselves in the foot.
Mm. And there's no funny crudeness in that. So
no.
I think they're actually lucky they don't get.
Yeah.
They would not like where they end up on the hashtag
movie
rank.
And for them now saying, like, hey, let us into hashtag movie rank, I'm not really sure you want to be in there.
Careful what you wish for, because you will get hashtag movie ranked, and you will not like that you come out hashtag movie stank. So true. So let's try to order these movies against each other before we move on.
Okay.
Funny crudeness, year one.
Crude
is your fun.
Yep.
And then I guess Ice Age is a nice age.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So given that, Arden.
Yes. I'm going to go.
Just processing that information.
Okay,
this is what
so we've
we
got
know.
Funny crudeness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got your fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we've got nice age. I'd start, to me, I feel like in order, nice age feels like it's a nice sort of beginning, starting in the nice ages.
First.
It's early, but it's like people feel good. It's nice. Yeah. And it's of an age. There's a time there.
Okay.
Yes, that's very important.
And then we have, then I would go with, I mean, everybody loves crude fun.
Yes.
I mean,
and funny crudeness as well.
And funny crudeness, it's like, you know, you're being a little saucy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes breaking the rules can be a real thrill.
It really can. You know, it's like we all just, like Monday through Friday, you know, just like punching the clock, we follow the rules. And then you've got some steam to blow off.
Uh-huh. And it is movies watching on the weekends, I think, a lot for people. And that is when you could really get crude. When your boss isn't watching all the time, and you can Google anything
you want.
Imagine clicking out of the Croods at work when your boss is about to come up. We've
all been there, and it's like, oh, you know, Mallory, are you still looking at? You know, like every time. How many times can you get sent to HR?
Yes.
A lot.
We've all been Mallory in that situation.
Oh, fucking Mallory! She's fun with Secret Santas, though.
Well, of course, that's why she hasn't lost her job yet.
No, people want to get her gifts. She gave me a candy, like one of those edible bras, which she couldn't do now. Candy bra.
We can't do that.
You can't do that. 2018, you can't candy bra, but in
hard candy bra.
Hard candy bra. Mm-hmm. It was like the Smarties. She gave me a candy bra.
It was like a Necco bra.
It was like a Necco bra. You can do that in like 2011. You can't do that in 2018.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is part of the fun that we have given up.
Yeah.
Time's
up has to have equality.
Time's up on candy bra gifts and Secret Santa.
So Mallory's sort of in a stump, like she's not sure exactly where to go. She
yes,
can't go
because
to...
her sauciness and her funny crudeness was so much of what made her gifts exciting. And now in the workplace, time's up on Mallory's Secret Santa gifts.
That's
those
so
Necco
true.
Bras would really smash into dust.
Yeah, they would. They really would.
Into a fine dust.
They sure would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Sweat is not the friend of the Necco bra.
No. Sweat is not the, mm-hmm. no. Because not only will it, it'll also get sticky. It'll get sticky. Yes. It'll leave color marks on your person.
Yeah.
I wore it to a wedding, and I got to tell you, when I hit the dance floor, it did not age well on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I wore it to my cousin's wedding.
But men, that must have been.
It was pretty popular. People kept saying they were hungry, and I'm like, oh, my, you know, there's hors d'oeuvres being passed around, but people were like, no, no,
something
I got
a little sweeter.
Yeah, something a little sweeter. And at first I thought it was just my winning personality.
Yeah. Mm. And then, these men want to eat my bra.
These men want to eat my, I should have sprung for a Rent the Runway dress. Like, I should have rented a dress.
Mm-hmm. That might have been the difference maker.
Yeah.
So we did, we ranked the movies.
We ranked those three movies.
It ended up being in chronological order.
Yeah.
Just by coincidence.
Which was very easy for us. So now we have to figure out what the next movie is.
Mamma Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Mamma Mia is a very old movie.
That's a very early movie.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to ask, and these are legitimate questions.
Yeah.
And you guys can just order these for me because I'm aware of them, but I'm not a student of history necessarily.
Yes, you are.
I dabble, but I can't say that I am.
He always says that he's not on every show, but he really is.
He just, he was. You know, it's good to have some modesty.
And everyone knows that he is.
Well, we don't know, but I'm just going to throw these out there.
Please.
And you guys say, hey, maybe you know
Let's
when this
do
is.
It.
All right. Robin Hood?
Yeah.
King Arthur?
Yeah.
Lego Batman.
Okay. And so when did these
take
place?
And Mamma Mia has to be in there,
And Mamma
too.
Mia as well. And Mamma Mia as well, yeah.
When did they take place?
Yes, I just – because Robin Hood and King Arthur feel close.
Robin Hood.
Were maybe enemies.
Or worst friends. I mean, they're frenemies most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. Yeah. If you remember what he was doing in the movie.
Uh-huh.
He wore tights. So we can know that was at an era when men wore tights.
Right.
Yes.
So, and he wasn't like a ballerina. He lived in the woods.
This is making me think of Shakespeare.
And what was Mamma Mia, did she like to wear?
She liked to wear blousy, like gauzy outfits.
Mm.
Some fun jumpsuits. A fun, almost like a space suit. It could be like, that could be a future
movie.
That
feels like future.
That could be a future.
That feels like future.
Okay, so that's later.
That's going to be
future.
Last.
That's last. That's the future.
That's probably the very end of the list, I would say, then.
Yeah. She wore, like, space suits. Yeah. Yeah. And Pierce Brosnan.
At least Back to the Future.
Yeah.
There's part of it's in a time that I recognize. But this, it sounds like the whole thing's in space.
The 1850s.
Yeah. I recently rewatched Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we all?
Are you allowed to do that?
You know what? I felt bad.
Did you get permission to do it?
I had applied for a permit from the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There was a website that you could apply.
Changed some of those ordinances lately.
Yeah, they did. I did apply. I had to pay $75 after the fact. I got kind of – it would have been cheaper if I'd done it before. I'd taken an Ambien and I just started watching it. It wasn't fully in my right brain.
Ask for forgiveness, not for
exactly permission. There is a scene. I don't know if you guys remember that one time that you saw it, where the mom is in the car in the parking lot at the dance getting, like, actively assaulted by Biff. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Biff's a bit of a scoundrel.
Yeah, he's a scamp.
He's a bully.
He's a scamp.
Let's be honest.
He's a scamp.
He's a mean bully.
Up bully.
He's a scamp.
No, he is. He bullies.
Yeah.
And so, and I think we can all agree that the ink's not dry.
Yeah.
The die's not cast on bullying, how we feel about it. We think there's obviously positives and negatives.
Pros and cons.
We don't do that on the show. Like,
don't judge.
Yeah, we don't take sides on
this
stuff. It's a fun show.
Because it's for fun.
It's for fun.
I want bullies to be able to listen to it.
A lot of bullies like the show.
Look, bullies love movies. What are we going to say?
And the bullies are going to get your hashtag going.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine strong arms.
Forcing the nerds to tweet our hashtag.
To rank movies.
No, yeah. We'll just have the nerds do our hashtag. That'll help. No, the bullies have to really muscle it through.
It builds character.
Yeah.
To be bullied.
It can. I mean, when you look at the people who are truly super successful, they either are bullies or they were bullied so hard that they had to take revenge.
So true.
I mean, how I got my revenge body is really just through being bullied into finally getting into the gym.
I was wondering why you weren't wearing a shirt, and I was intimidated by.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought it up because you've been flexing the whole time.
Well, and that is what it looks like I'm doing.
But actually
that's just
even.
Me moving around because my revenge body is so taut.
I mean, you do have written all over it, revenge body. Like, it's like, I didn't know if it was henna tattoo or if that was actually
tattooed. These are tattoo concepts. They are in permanent tattoo, but I always have an out. I always have a window to do a different tattoo on top.
Over revenge body down your bicep?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's why it is written so thin.
It's great that Chef Kevin is here, that he has come into the room.
Yeah.
While we're talking about these Biff-type characters.
Yeah.
Because Chef Kevin, to me, is someone who does Biff behavior.
Right.
But is sort of a George type. George McFly.
Yeah.
And that's millennials,
doing
though.
Biff stuff. Yeah.
I feel like with the millennials, some of the George McFlys have become the Biffs.
So true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Chef Kevin.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here.
And you were on Nerdist for a long time, so you know about that.
Yeah. The nerd body?
Yes.
Mm. I do. I do.
You know the nerd body.
I know the nerd
body.
In order to be on Nerdist, you have to actually spend a lot of time and just get to know nerd bodies.
Studying the nerd body.
They lock you. Mm-hmm. You go on, like, vacations. You do Airbnbs with various nerds. And you hang out with them and you get to know. There's different types of nerd bodies. There's a very scrawny nerd body. There's more of, like, an egg-shaped nerd body.
Yeah, and there's a great big fat nerd body.
There's a great big
They're
fat.
They're starting to
there
come
is
out
one.
With those. They started rolling those out. Well, there's a prototype.
Yeah.
There is a great big fat nerd body that's often skinny at the legs and arms, and then just really, it's all right in the middle. It's right in the middle.
Yes.
I was fascinated by that. Chef Kevin, do you have like a, if somebody wanted to get a nerd body, like could you sort of prescribe like a food plan
that's
for them?
Good. We should have asked that.
Yeah, I think there's two extremes. There's like bulking up, but just eating a lot of crap all the time to get that egg form, or just don't eat at all and get the scrawny form.
Great.
What about someone like me who only wants to drink my food?
I think you would have
to. Stumped him.
You did stump me.
And we finally got Chef.
Years.
Brutal.
This has been years.
Oh, yeah. We've been looking to trap this guy.
Okay, so we did. Oh God, Back to the Future is so tough to rank.
Chef Kevin, get some of this.
Who wears your revenge body at? Who you were getting revenge at with your revenge body?
Mm-hmm. Bullies. Biff, etc. Get some of
this. Wow, look at that.
So Back to the Future is an ancient movie and a future movie at the same time.
I feel like we can't put that one on the list.
I know. And you look at the DeLorean.
It's all outside
over
of time.
The place.
Yeah.
It's outside time.
And
it's
then
outside
they, time. It is outside time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at a DeLorean even now, it's clearly from the future. Like a door with wings like that, that's not from now.
Let's say some movies that just are going to be off the list that just are going to break so many rules that we can't put them in order.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday, too freaky.
Yeah.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah, yes. Too freaky.
That's too freaky.
Can't be in.
And Lindsay Lohan, if she's in it, it scares me.
Please. Any scary movie.
All the scary
Anything
movies.
Scary. New.
But I meant the movie Scary Movie.
Weird stuff. Any weirdo stuff. Weird Science.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
The Wizard.
Yes, yeah,
The Wizard.
Was Fred Savage in that?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Did you have anything else about it?
No, I just needed to know if Fred Savage was in it.
Oh, he's in it all right.
Was he the Wizard?
In a way. No, actually, his little brother's a lizard.
Ben Savage?
No. In the movies, sometimes
Benji.
Someone with a real brother will have a brother portrayed.
What?
Yes, that but also was
not.
A movie that was not his real brother.
I don't understand.
Similar to the Rough Knight scenario.
But I don't understand.
No.
If an actor is an actor who has an actor brother, wouldn't it always
and he's
be
saying,
played by their actor?
And I know, it's very confusing.
And
he's saying,
Monsters.
This is my brother. He's
and
saying, here he is, this
and
is
I'm
my
like,
brother.
But that's not Ben Savage. I don't understand.
But in Little Monsters with Howie Mandel, he isn't it, and his little brother is played by his real little brother. So then it's like, what movie is this?
They're giving us mixed signals.
And that is what's so confusing.
Little Monsters, another movie, obviously, that will not be in the list.
No.
So scary. And so, no, we're not going to do Little Monsters. Are we going to do big monsters?
Yeah.
Are we going to do Monsters Ball?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We are.
Monsters Ball is a nicer version of these monsters where they are dancing.
Yep. And they wear gowns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys hit Monsters, Inc. or Monsters University?
Chef
you were
Kevin.
Here the whole time.
Chef Kevin, have Chef you not Kevin. Been listening?
Did we hit that?
You've been sitting here through the entire conversation.
I don't want to be controversial, but I understand
Please.
That in the chef community, there's like sometimes people do like a lot of drugs to stay up all night, like in the restaurant world.
Yeah.
Like Coke or crystal meth or like thing. Like, I don't know if you're coming off of like a 4-day bender.
I'm looking at his face as she says this and he feels exposed.
I mean, I'm not judging
when
it.
She
I'm
was
impressed.
Like, people do a lot of drugs. All of a sudden, Kevin's eyes went wide. Oh, no.
Yeah,
he
looks panicked. He looks panicked. Has he been up since February?
He does nerdier kind of drug. He does like Jolt Cola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, twice the caffeine. Shouldn't even be legal.
Oh, my God. Jolt? I forgot about
really
Jolt.
He's really into like, oh, I just had a whole Jolt.
So, he won't do energy drinks, but he will do Jolt.
Yeah, he still has some won't original touch. Four Locos, but he's too scared to open them.
I got him on eBay.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, but he does a bunch of Jolt Cola. And I heard he once took a Vivarin.
Wow.
Chef Kevin, confirm?
Confirm. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about Vivarin and Jolt Cola.
Yeah, a lot of us did.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and if for anybody who took one too many Vivarin and their legs started shaking, hey, we're with you.
We are with you.
And Surge.
Ooh.
And Surge.
I guess we have to rank Chef at some point.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
We're going to have to put Chef in there. Okay.
I mean, Jon Favreau feels very present day. There's nothing about him.
Very present day.
He feels very.
He's modern as hell.
2018.
He feels very modern.
Mr. 2018.
Yeah, Mr. 2018.
Yeah.
He feels, I mean, this version of him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the chef version of him.
The chef version of him.
Yeah. Well, and let's take a look at it in the movie. He's freaking doing Twitter.
Yeah, he's doing Twitter.
Right?
He's got it.
Yeah.
Food. He's friends with Bobby Cannavale.
Carnival.
Yeah.
And that's a very present guy to hang out with.
Oh, please.
Yes.
He's modern as hell.
He's modern.
Between the two of them, I feel like I'm almost in the future because it's so right now. It's so of the moment. Bobby Cannavale, who's telling him, hey, you're not on Twitter, man. Oh, what's the matter? You don't like fucking chicks? Is basically what Cannavale says.
That's right.
To
he's
him.
Right. You gotta get on. If you want to fuck chicks,
you have to get on Twitter.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's a fuck fest on there.
It is. Chicks aren't gonna fuck themselves. You gotta go out of your. You gotta get a handle.
The tweeting. Chicks are waiting for you on Twitter.
Oh my God, they're just waiting.
Well, you gotta at them.
Yeah, you've got, and you might have to put a period before it if you want everybody to know, like, hey, Emily Blunt, I'm going to fuck you. You got to put the period before it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I write that every morning to her. And John Krasinski, I don't think, appreciates that.
I noticed he's been getting very strong in the last few years, and I wonder if that's to protect his wife from
me.
You.
From me. That might be. That might, you know what? I like what I like, you know? I saw her in that movie that she did.
Oh, gosh. Are we going to have to rank this one now? Oh, hashtag movie rank.
She did a movie with the guy, with Colin Firth. It was the worst movie I've ever seen. It was called A Good Man or something like that.
A Good Man.
A Good Man.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in it, and I saw it, and I watched it. I watched it.
Well, you did watch the movie,
and
okay.
And it was terrible, and it made me angry at her, but she was so lovely.
Was it called that? A Good Man?
It was called, like, A Good Man.
Mm. So that
so
I
we
got
to rank A Good Man. We're going to
well,
put
she
that
said
certainly
it's the
behind
worst.
The Croods.
Yeah,
yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad. But that started my obsession with having to try to make love to Emily Blunt.
When was it set?
It was set. It wasn't as modern as like a Jon Favreau piece.
Okay.
So, but it felt maybe like 2015.
I can picture that. That's going to have to be then near the end.
Yeah.
But we already know it's going to be. She said it's the worst movie ever watched.
It's ever the worst movie ever
she's
made.
Ever seen.
I've watched it.
But
I watched
Chef Kevin's probably seen some real honking pieces of shit. And I got to say, Hayes, sometimes you're watching just trash because it's so bad it's good.
It's so bad it's actually hilarious.
Can we rank Lifetime movies?
Those can be so bad they're good.
Yeah, I guess we can't. Well, we have to do all of them.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
We're good doing all the movies, so
all right,
yeah.
It's confusing.
Except for the ones that are not of time.
Right.
Or are just too scary and monstrous.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to your ceiling?
Oh, I've never looked at it before in my life.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Never mind. We're back.
Something fell off.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't.
Kevin, look.
Sorry, guys.
Something fell off. Kevin,
sorry,
can
guys.
You take care of that,
I think,
please?
That was Cody.
Kevin, can you please just take care of that?
Yes.
Kevin, thank did you. You get any photos today of a certain
B-man,
good boy
yeah.
who's, yeah, maybe brought his special fox toy to show you?
And he said yes, but now he's going to do it.
Yeah.
So I sort of wonder if he
yes,
actually
meaning,
did
you
do
You don't
it
have
at
to
all.
Wake him up and give him his toy, but.
Yeah.
So we still have to ring Robin Hood, King Arthur.
Oh yeah, King Arthur.
King Arthur, Robin Hood. So I guess I would go Robin Hood is Robin Good and
yeah.
King Arthur sporting some bling Arthur. So
can you imagine can I just posit a comedy
please,
scenario?
Please.
It's King Arthur, but it's Arthur
from
Arthur
from it's Dudley Moore.
No. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
No, the real Arthur.
Russell.
Mr. Brand X himself.
Whoa.
You remember when Russell Brand was Arthur?
Oh my God. I blocked that out.
And Greta Gerwig was his friend. And
you blocked
were
that
like,
out
oh,
so
I
you wouldn't just be laughing all the time.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't go to work with Mallory and hang out. I couldn't show up every day. And like,
yes, because thinking about Arthur's
oh my God.
Being rude.
I forgot all about that.
But imagine if he were king.
Oh my God. He would be. Ugh. Really hard to please. He'd be really erratic. He would.
And he'd be pinching bumps.
I hate to do this. This reminds me of King Ralph. And we have to do that one too.
We do. And that, I guess, was an ancient movie.
Yeah.
Which one?
King Ralph.
I don't remember King Ralph.
Oh, please. Are you serious?
Which one's King Ralph?
It's before your time.
I'm sorry.
John Goodman, not from a good man.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got so angry for you. You brought it up, and I wanted to tweet at
not
Emily
from
Blunt.
A good man.
I was like, where's my Twitter?
John Goodman is like an everyday blue collar
schlub. Were you going to tweet, I'm going to fuck you?
Dear Emily Blunt, I'm going to fuck you. Mm-hmm. Wake up. I'm going to fuck you.
And this is just for when you're telling people that you're going to fuck them, you at them in the AM. The A is for at.
Yeah.
DM's in the PM.
Yes.
So
yes.
At night, slide into the DMs,
yes.
And then in the morning, put a period and hit him with the at.
Yeah.
At is for AM. And DM
yeah.
in the
wake it's up. It's like waking up with like morning Ladywood, and I just got it. It's like it's all locked and loaded on Emily Blunt. And I just am not going to rest until I fuck Emily Blunt today.
We also have to rank Jimmy Glick in La La Wood.
And then are we going to rank, you mentioned morning Ladywood. Are we going to rank just the term lady boner somewhere on
I think we
list?
Should.
Some terms should be eligible for hashtag
movies.
Movie rank.
I think that's pretty important. I think that
it
Meryl
changed
Streep
the way we
talks
think
about
movies.
Meryl Streep talks about it all the time.
Oh yeah, and
her lady boners.
Meryl.
Meryl.
Mm.
Are you mad at Meryl? You have a feud with Meryl?
She just always has these eclectic necklaces, and she's just sort of, you know, pulling at them. And
I heard she was going to be the new Princess Leia, and I'm mad.
You're mad at
that. Yes, I think they should resurrect that dead person for the rest of her life.
You should dust off.
For the rest of the movie, they should reanimate a person who is dead.
I think that's,
It doesn't have to be Carrie Fisher, but it'd certainly be someone who's dead and we're piecing together footage and graphics and stuff.
Sure.
Is nothing sacred that they would have some other person do it rather than taking a dead body and having the face moved and pretend to be alive.
Like when, like at the Super Bowl, when Justin Timberlake sang with Prince, and people got very, very pleased about that. They loved it.
Yes,
people loved
it. Well, and anyone who could be mad, and I can't imagine, it's like, well, what would they have us do? Not have a dead body dancing on stage and instead have someone else sing?
Or have someone else playing Prince? You want Meryl Streep to play Prince?
Meryl Streep. Yes, Prince now? I
is
don't
nothing
think
sacred?
So.
Yeah, I don't
no,
think
please.
So.
What I want, and that was even different to me because Prince was just singing a Prince song. But what I want, please, is let's have some of these dead bodies say things that they never agreed to necessarily say.
Yes.
Yes.
Like very controversial statements.
Well, I don't care what it is, as long as they can't have the freedom of choice about how their image and voice is being used.
Or what their performance is like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or even if it's inevitably going to be kind of weird because it's entirely built from a computer.
They don't get a say. But they the most important thing is that they don't get a say, nor should their family or estate get a say.
Please.
I looked down at your hands for a moment. I thought you had like pale pink nail polish on. I was like, and I was wowed for your revenge body that you also had like revenge man.
The blood,
revenge
the hands. Muscles in the rest of his body has sent a lot of the blood.
The blood's all in the tips. Yes.
Yes. Fair enough. It's in the tips.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, I also, people say like, oh, you could have, there was a moment in the last movie where that character could have just died with dignity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But no, I think it was good that they said, no.
No. You don't get to die on, but you get to die on our terms without dignity.
We are
dignity.
Going to use the computer to make her fly through space and come back to life forever.
Yeah. Well, because some people think that death is the ultimate epic clapback.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That term should also be in hashtag movie, right?
Yes, it has to be. But some people think of death as the ultimate epic clapback. But what I always like to say is that, in fact, it's not.
Yeah.
Because we have the technology. What?
I have a question for you guys. Yeah. How did you feel in Fast and Furious 7, after Paul Walker died, but his brother looks just like Paul Walker, when they were like, did you want him to keep going in, like, Fast and Furious 8? I missed Paul Walker's brother being
his
Paul
brother,
Walker.
His brother, yes. I totally.
I missed him.
Why are we seeing more over-the-shoulder Paul Walker in the 8th one?
His brother wearing a green bodysuit with Paul Walker's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lasered onto it by a computer.
I cried like a baby when he drove off to go be with Jordana Brewster. Mm. And I was like, poor Paul Walker and his brother who looks just like Paul Walker. But then I saw the next one and I was like, bored without Paul Walker.
I know. Mm-hmm. They should have had him fly back.
Mm-hmm. He should have flown back through space, gotten into the car, started racing with Vin Diesel again like old times. Mm-hmm. Hey, I almost had you. Hey, you never even had your car, you know? And just remind us of some of that stuff.
I remember that
magic.
That.
Have you guys seen? I'm sorry.
I will answer this question, but I have a question related to what you brought up, which is, when I wake up and tweet, hey, Paul Walker, I'm going to fuck you.
With a dot.
Is that inappropriate now because he's experienced the ultimate epic clapback?
No, it's great. Death. It's great. It's great. It's flattering. It's like saying that he still got it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It's flattering.
I think so, too.
It's flattering.
Please tell his family this.
So I guess we should rank all the Fast movies with the ones we have so far. Okay. So it goes, number one, Nice Age. Number two, Fast 2, Faster Than You.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Tokyo Drift, Swift.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Number four, Fast 4, this one Japanese 2? Mm-hmm. Number five, The Croods.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, Fast 7, Paul Walker is clapping back at you from heaven.
Clap back to you.
He's clapping back at you from heaven, and I am here for it.
Yes.
The people are here for it, and I'm screaming. Fast, number six, Fast 1.
Classic.
The Faster Than Furious.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Number seven.
Year one.
Mm-hmm. Year one. Eight. Back to the Future.
Fast 5, Back to the Future.
Yeah, I love that.
Back to the Future is not on the list.
We took it out because it was unlistable.
Oh, okay.
It broke too many rules. But we did have another one. Oh.
Mamma Mia's last.
Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah.
Robin Hood.
Leprechaun Robbing the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably Tales from the Hood has to be in there.
Yeah, it does.
I'll probably put that after Fate of the Furious.
Okay.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. Can't be. It's too long.
Well, we kept Scary Movie off. We can't have that.
And the whole list scary. Has to fit in one tweet. So.
Oh, thank God they made some more characters available in tweeting.
Yes. Did they do that for you?
They did. You know what? Because when I was saying to Emily Blunt.
I still have not gotten access to
get,
that.
I couldn't get what I wanted
you
to do.
You couldn't necessarily describe
Blunt
how you were going
to
fuck her. Yeah.
So I. I had to do multiple tweets.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm waiting.
Thread. You had to thread the
one slash question mark.
I'm going to undress you. The first I'm going to show up, I'm going to fight off John Krasinski at John Krasinski. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to slowly undress you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then we're going to read from Devil Wears Prada. We're going to read, and I get to play Meryl Streep with my chunky necklaces and stuff. And that. Mm-hmm. And you still get to play the Emily Blunt part. And that, I mean, it just goes on and on. It's like a 15-thread tweet.
You know, you just reminded me that maybe it has to be even in front of the Croods. Ricky and the Flash.
Oh.
Yes.
For me, it was Ricky or the Flash. Yeah. And I choose Ricky all day, every day.
Yeah, you loved Ricky.
Oh, please. Get the Flash out
no
of here.
No more of the Flash.
I'm sick
Who
of it.
Who was the daughter in that? Who played the daughter in Ricky and the Flash?
Okay,
Ricky
so Lake? I can well, understand why this Ricky would be Lake? Very Ricky confusing for you.
Yes, she has a daughter.
She has
I know
a daughter.
We said yeah. that the daughter is was not it? The real daughter, but in this case, I think it is.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah. like, it's either the rules of the movies, it's either,
yeah.
like, only the Afflecks can play the Afflecks brother.
And they're I think
like,
now, with the number of examples that we have, I think the brother of the wizard was just the real brother.
Of Ben Savage.
We have more examples now of the brother. Being real and the daughter is
and
the
it
real
might have
one.
Been. So this is a brother then we didn't know about because I feel like the kid in the wizard is also the kid from Daryl. And we do have to rank Daryl.
Okay.
Which one was Daryl again?
Yeah, which one was that?
Well,
and Daryl, I did watch
Daryl
it.
Is an acronym, and he is sort of a robotic child, and then his best
I don't
friend
think
Turtle
that's
plays
a,
baseball
I don't think,
with him.
I don't think that's a nice name for a robotic child.
Daryl? No.
An acronym.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're just kids.
Have you guys seen the video of a drunk Vin Diesel singing Rihanna to himself in a tank top?
Well, I've seen a lot of videos. I love film.
He does wear a tank top a lot. So I don't know why that is
the
central detail.
You haven't seen
Meanwhile,
him drunk?
In a tank top.
You haven't seen him in his house?
That's the
like
only thing I've
Like exposing his
seen
abs,
wear.
Singing at himself, like shit face, singing like Rihanna songs to himself.
And they are just people like us, aren't they?
They really are. Stars, they're just like
and
us.
And you've met some of them.
I've met three.
And Dish.
Okay, I met Helen
Can you
Hunt.
Dish on that, please?
I met Helen Hunt.
Okay.
Oh.
You were reading her mind in that movie?
I read her mind in that movie. Mm-hmm. I met, who else did I meet? I met Goldie Hawn.
Wow, Hunt and Hawn.
Hunt and Hawn. I only meet stars that have H
Just
names.
Blonde ladies.
Only blonde ladies.
Yeah.
And
gotta stick together.
They got to stick together. We've got to stick together. Mm-hmm. Truly. It's not easy. It is not easy.
Time's almost up.
Time's almost up.
But is this a joke to say that left. Goldie Hawn is Kanye West's favorite actress? Because he goes, Han!
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's okay. So good.
Absolutely.
Kanye West. God bless him. He's a designer now. I got to go to
He's
a baby
really
shower. I got to go to a baby shower once at the Kardashian house before they were all like famous. And I was like, these are a lot of very attractive girls. And all the women,
it
was a baby shower and all the women there. I was like, I can't tell if the women are 30 or 70 because they all had like tit jobs, not the Kardashians, but the guests at the party. And they all had like lip jobs and
dish,
the hair was,
dish,
the
dish,
hair was like
dish,
curled out.
Dish,
and I
dish,
just couldn't
dish,
figure
dish.
Out like, this is what's happening in Calabasas. It was confusing.
Bitch sesh.
Hey, girl.
You have found
have
yourself in the middle
the
of a
sesh.
Bitch sesh.
Yes.
Yes, bitch set.
Bitch
set.
Bitch sesh.
Yes. So we don't want to obviously get involved in any copyright lawsuits, but this
but
is
we
a
are
bish
doing
sesh.
The show bitch sesh.
Yes. Are you?
Yes.
That's great.
We're now doing it, yes.
We just
and Art Marine
this will really help
oh
hashtag movie
open
rank.
The portal into bitch sesh. Yes, hashtag movie rank is going to explode.
Oh my God, it's going to explode.
It's also hashtag bitch sesh.
It's so good. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that news. And so...
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's the least. I'm sorry I derailed us.
Was Lord Disick there?
You know what? It was before Lord Disick. Any man that can confidently wear driving loafers. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever worn driving loafers?
Not on my feet.
The muscles. Just on your, again, the muscles. So they're on his on fingers.
I sometimes try
to hide my pink fingies.
Your pink fingies.
Yeah, with a little driving loafers.
Little like Todds, little tiny Todds. Mm. You just drive in those.
I will say, so Arden, this will be hard to catch you up on.
Please.
But we used to have an engineer named Cody, and every time I would look over at his computer, he was looking at like thechive.com or some incredibly stupid thing.
Yeah.
But now I look over at engineer Ryan's computer, and he's always looking at like the scripts calendar or like just doing his job in a very basic way.
Wow.
That bums me out probably even more.
I miss Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Cody?
He's in Mexico.
Cody.
Where did he go?
Engineer Ryan, can you be Cody?
Did Cody and Brett go to Mexico together?
Why are they in Mexico?
No, it's a coincidence.
Wow.
Where is he in Mexico? Is he in trouble?
Maybe. Probably.
Engineer Ryan, look at 9gag.com.
He's probably in TJ, Engineer Cody.
Do I have to?
If I know him.
Yes, you have to look at 9gag.
Oh, no.
And you have to keep calm and chive on.
What's 9gag?
Is this like a 4chan?
I don't know.
It's for lads. It's like the lad Bible. It's
okay. The
lad Bible. See that gif when you see your crush.
You know what? We should rank probably some of these Bible movies.
I love
that. That's right. We forgot some of these ancient Bible movies.
Those may even come before some of the other movies.
And we forgot The Good Dinosaur.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
So we've got The Passion of Christ and Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the two Bible movies that I know.
Yeah, those are the big ones.
Those
are huge.
Are the two big ones.
Well, Jesus Christ Superstar has rock music, which makes it feel a little later to me. Because that music is pretty much brand new.
It is very modern, Jon Favreau type music.
That feels like if I could see Jon Favreau play Judas.
Dreamcast.
If I could only. I've been tweeting that out.
John is Jubas.
He would be a wonderful Jubas.
John's Jubas. I think I would make a great Peter.
Oh, yeah. You would make a good Peter.
You've got the wrong man, lady. I don't know him.
Oh, yes.
Imagine.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And I wasn't where he was today. Nowhere near the play. I think I could destroy that.
How much?
Bravo.
Are you going to watch it tomorrow night? I know that John Legend is Jesus.
What?
Yes. A faded Mandarin. A faded Mandarin.
I only know the one part.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just know Judas's part.
I only know the one part.
Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, you know the Judas part. Okay.
I know the Judas
part. And I know the freaking that one guitar riff.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's back on
Why
the mid-roll
do
slack.
You want to know? Don't you mind about the future?
I don't. I'm not familiar.
I'm sorry.
I know the one part that Peter sings.
Okay. You'd be wonderful as Peter.
I mean, I would. It's the only part I'm qualified for because I do not know the rest of it.
You should see if you can get in on the live one tomorrow night as Peter.
Yeah, and if they try to cast you as something else, you can just say, like, I don't know this.
Well, I will.
I'm very
comfortable being honest about what I want. I mean, just ask friggin' Paul Walker's family. You check the thread.
So many tweets.
Arden.
Yeah.
So we did all of hashtag movie rank.
We really did. We've really done it.
Did
we miss any movies?
No, because we did the Bible ones.
That's
at the
right.
end, and all the others were illegal for hashtag movie rank.
Starman?
Starman is outside.
Can't rank that because
outside of time.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay.
What is for you
of all of these
the like
best?
I was gonna say what do you want to plug, but if you want to say what's your all time favorite movie
of all of these,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say of all of them, it would obviously have to be the Paul Walker with his brother one. I like the one with them in Brazil. I would go Fast and Furious 5. The Brazil one would be the best one, where they drag the safe through the streets chained to their car. That was a wonderful film, and they did logging trucks. It was very exciting. What do I want to plug? I host a podcast called Will You Accept This Rose? It was on Nerdist, but now you can find us. Since somebody stole our, as we were building our website, they stole our, it was going to be rosepodcast.com and somebody stole it. So now it's
somebody
Rose.
Squatted on
so
Rose
now it's
podcast.
rosepodcast.vodka. Thanks, asshole. And I have a show. I'll be on a Netflix show that comes out this summer called Insatiable.
I wonder if it was that Rose McGowan who took rosepodcast.com.
It was Rose McGowan. I bet it was. I would put money on that. I would put money on that.
I encourage your bravery at coming down so hard on her.
Thank you so much. I really came down on her, and she wrote a whole book about it. Yes. So Rose Podcast at Vodka and Insatiable on Netflix this summer. I'm the bad guy. I'm the villain.
What made you decide to leave Nerdist?
You know, actually, Chris Hardwick left, and our producer left with him, and she was like, you're coming. So that's why. Uh-huh. So basically our
Chris Hardwick, the Pied Piper.
So he left, and then Katie was his producer and went with him, and she was like, you're coming with us. But we loved Nerdist.
I just love to get inside and freaking behind the scenes.
It was so weird because I really liked being on Nerdist. It was strange to leave. That's why we left.
Bish said.
Yeah. Nothing exciting. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Well,
thanks so much for coming by and ranking all the movies. Please use hashtag movie rank.
Please.
Even whether you're tweeting at a celebrity that you want to have sex with them, or whether you're just tweeting even about movies, use hashtag movie rank and do hit Chef Kevin up to keep the list if you find a movie that is just coming out that we don't know about yet or one that we forgot. And I know they're making movies all the time. That's part of what's so special about them. Is there a new one? Does anybody know of any coming up?
Sherlock Gnomes.
Ah. Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.